this is Iris Neal. Join us for Job Talks, bringing you news about great jobs and growing our regional economy.
Job Talks on KNSJ's East County Magazine show is supported by our listeners and by the San Diego Building Trades Nonprofit Family Housing Corporation, building our future.
We have Tom Lemon here today with us. Tom, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Iris. It's good to be here.
Tom Lemon is the business manager of the San Diego County Building and Construction Trades Council. The council represents over 20 affiliated unions in the construction industry. Tom is here today to talk to us about joint apprenticeship programs in San Diego County.
That's great. I'm really looking forward to telling you a little bit about apprenticeships. In California, there's over 800 apprenticeship programs. In San Diego, there's 20 different apprenticeship programs for construction, and I'm lucky enough to participate in that. So apprenticeship programs are really a pathway to careers. The state of California has a prevailing wage law that says that any project that's funded whole or partially by state funds requires the use of apprentices. So 20% of any project that you see, the guys are all actually learning the trade while they're out there working.
So it sounds like a great on-the-job training opportunity. Can anyone apply for the apprenticeships? And what are the basic requirements for the apprenticeships?
So kind of universally across the board is a high school diploma. And then as you look at the different crafts, the requirements can vary quite a bit from just basically, you know, being able to physically do the work to some higher math skills.
How long is the apprenticeship?
So again, it depends on the craft. So, you know, I'm talking about apprenticeships from plumbers to electricians, from heavy equipment operators to elevator constructors. So each program varies depending on their standards, but 3 to 5 years. And what's really cool about it is it's like going to college, because some of them actually you can get your associate's degree and at the same time earn a very substantial wage.
What does the application period involve?
You know, it's like chasing sunsets sometimes. They're so different. Some of my crafts only take them on Wednesdays at 10 o'clock. Other crafts you can go in on any day. But all that information I've compiled on the sdbuildingtrades.com website. And if you have an idea of what you'd like to do, you can just go to that, kind of go through all the different programs, over 20 of them, and it'll say when and where and what your requirements, what do you need to bring. So there isn't really a pat answer for that, unfortunately.
How much does an apprentice earn during the program?
It's usually based on the journeyman's wages. So whatever the journeyman's wages, depending on what year apprentice you are, it'll be a percentage of that. Normally, it'll start out about half of what a journeyman makes. And then as you progress through the years, you get about a 10% increase each year until you journeyman out.
How many days a week are classes, and are they always at 9? I'm sure this varies by the trade that you were saying earlier.
Yeah, it does. You know, like when I did my apprenticeship, I actually belonged to a local that's based in Los Angeles that covered San Diego. And I commuted on the weekends for 4 years to Los Angeles to take my courses.
What's the graduation rate on joint apprenticeship programs?
That's a really good question, and I want to make sure you're clear on what a joint apprenticeship program is. A joint apprenticeship program is where the union and the employer both agree to pay for training. So both sides have a real vested interest in success. And because of that, about 92% of all the apprentices in the whole state come from joint labor management programs. 95% of women and people of color come from our programs. So we're really, the name of the game is joint labor management. And then if you look nationally at training overall, a statistic that's just mind-boggling is that the number one spender of money on training is the U.S. military. The number two is joint labor management apprenticeship programs.
Is it true that upon graduation that one can go anywhere in the United States and be qualified to work in the trade that they're trained in?
Not just the United States, but also in Canada. Most of our unions are international unions, and once you get that journeyman's card or ticket, as we call it, I think some of the crafts call it a book, you can go anywhere. And the employer knows when you show up with the journeyman's card that you're ready to go. You know, he can just tell you, go do the job, and the job will get done right the first time.
Can you give us a brief description on how these programs are particularly serving East County residents?
Well, for the folks out in East County, they can tell by all the pickup trucks driving around that there's a lot of folks in construction. And really, if, at the end of the day, when you want to learn a trade, the best way to learn it is through an apprenticeship program. So there's lots of folks in the building trades that are East County residents. And it's open to everyone throughout the county, not just the East County, though.
Are the apprenticeship programs open to older adults?
It's open to everyone. There's a bit of a competition to become an apprentice. You take a test, you take an interview, they score you. Young kids right out of high school qualify, and folks out of the military, we have a special program, Helmets to Hard Hats, that creates pathways to construction for our military vets, as well as adults who decide to change careers.
That's great, because so many folks are finding that they have to have second careers nowadays. So that sounds like it's a really great opportunity for all age groups. What is the demand for skilled construction workers?
Well, there's always going to be a demand for skilled construction workers. Unfortunately, right now, with the economy just getting back on its feet, it's not as strong as it has been in the past. But the current workforce is aging. And there's a lot of guys out there that are like me in their 50s that are looking for an exit strategy, which just creates more and more opportunities for the young folks coming up.
Tom Lemon, I thank you so much for being with us today. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Thanks so much, Iris.